Jack. Jack O'Hara. Boy, you asked me some interesting questions, my man.
It's a great question, Jack.
Jack, hey, it's Josh Radner.
Hey there, Jack O'Hara. It's Johnny Damon.
Jack, you had questions for me.
Jack O'Hara? Absolutely.
This message is for Jack O'Hara. Jack, how are you?
Hey, Jack.
Jack, hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's going on, Jack? Listen, man, you know, you asked me a couple questions.
Broadcasting around the world, you're listening to The O Show.
In the show and doing your thing, I mean, you've got some pretty big name guests. I've seen your stuff, so congratulations on your success.
Jack O'Hara.
Much nicer guy than Conan O'Brien, with much better interviewing skills.
Don't forget to share this episode on your social media. Now, let's get to it.
I'm so boned. I forgot to get my girl tickets for the show tomorrow, and now it's sold out. It's her freaking birthday.
Aw, dude. She's totally gonna break up with you.
She's definitely gonna break up with me.
Should've used TickPick.
Wait, what'd you say?
TickPick. Look.
Oh, whoa.
What? There are no hidden fees. What'd you guys think I said?
Oh, TickPick. I thought you said
TickPick. No hidden fees. Download today.
I know you play a lot of golf during the pandemic. How's your swing been? Has your game gotten better? Has it gotten worse?
It's about as good as it's ever been right now. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Nice.
You can play it all the time. It has to get good. Monday after the Masters is going to be in September this year. And next year it'll be back Monday after the Masters. But I'm not sure what the date is. Like, one of you guys might know. But Monday after the Masters is going to be in September. I think it's the 13th. But I'm going to look right now just to be sure.
Yeah. It's a half Masters.
You guys talked about some of the records that you'll listen to in your homes like right now, but growing up, you know, who were some of the biggest inspirations? Obviously, Hootie and the Blowfish, pop slash rock a little bit. It was Zeppelin, you know, Sabbath growing up, even Bruce Springsteen back, you know, in the 80s.
Yes.
Who were some of the modern day influences with you guys? I know Post Malone just, you know, did a cover of Only Want to Be With You. You know, there's some other big, you know, guys who are completely out of your genre. I don't know if you guys listen to it, but who are some of, you know, the modern day guys that inspire you?
I love Bruno Mars.
Wow.
He keeps wowing me. Bruno Mars keeps wowing me. That's somebody for sure. There's got to be a few more, too.
I don't think Post Malone, for me, he's one of those guys that I just, he puts out songs that, like, that you know, congratulations song, and, I just think he's a genius.
Yeah. Tough to have anything I don't like from him.
So Post did the cover of Only Want to Be With You, and he does The Cowboys Make Me Cry instead of The Dolphins Make Me Cry. So I'm kind of curious, if you guys are on stage together singing the song, is it Dolphins Make Me Cry or is it Cowboys Make Me Cry?
It's definitely The Dolphins because I wrote it, and I'm always going to sing that line. You know, the Cowboys have been suffering so long, I might let them sing it. You know, I might let him say that, too. It's been a long time for the Cowboys, too, so, you know, but he's a big Cowboy fan.
The way I look at him, as long as he wants to sing that song, he is welcome to say that word.
He could have said the Supersonics to hear.
what an honor for him to cut that. That was so cool.
Yeah, it really was. It really was.
You know, as musicians, you guys are, you know, hanging out all the time. You guys are out doing stuff, looking for inspiration. What were some of the funnest concerts that you guys went to as a band, as a group together, some of the shows that you guys went to and just had a great time and were inspired by?
We went to see the Chili Peppers at this concert hall in Columbia, and I just joined the band. It might have been 1990 or so, and Chad Smith had just joined the band as the new drummer, and he stayed down in the audience for, like, the dude must have been saying something harassing to the singer of the Chili Peppers, and all of a sudden Chad jumps out from behind his drum set. Mark, do you remember that?
Oh my God, yeah.
I remember that, yeah. Can't forget that. He's not a small guy either, I don't think.
No,
he looked like he could mount the drum set.
In the Black Crows and then the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was what we saw in Copenhagen. Was that Wilco?
Yeah. Yeah, we saw Bill Copenhagen. Yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah.
Great ones.
I think somebody slipped me something at both of those shows.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah. Black Crows Toronto as well. It was a really fun time.
Somebody slipped me something.
In Charlotte. The Black Crows. Remember that one?
The Toronto one?
Yeah, Toronto, yeah.
That was where you had the nice people and you invite in.
That's right.
Everyone else.
And he was playing the meters on that stereo, rolling stereo in the dress room. That was great.
I mean, you guys obviously click, you know, just like that. Going on tour after, 20 plus years of not doing it, being Hootie and the Blowfish. When was the last time you guys actually saw each other? Because with the pandemic and everything, everything's been kind of blurry. But when was the last time you guys actually saw each other in person?
I saw Darius at the Hall of Fame tonight. I saw Darius last weekend, and I played golf with Dean a month ago. I saw Mark the other day. I haven't seen Sony in a minute. I haven't seen Dean in a minute either.
Yeah.
I live in Nashville now, so I'm, not really around.
Are you here this weekend?
No, I'll be in Nashville, yeah.
I'm actually in Nashville.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll call you.
Yeah.
I'll call you.
That's when you say, Darius, call me Charleston, I mean.
That's funny.
Derek did that to me all the time. I figured,
yeah.
That one.
Mark, that's the one that he looked like Ken from
Ken Fox.
That's like Ken.
Ken Fox.
No, he looks just like Ken.
Ken Fox is an older brother.
You could be Ken's older brother right now.
They used to dunk on Ken.
A favorite place to eat, you know, in downtown Nashville, Darius? My brother just moved out there. He's an aspiring musician as well. Are there any favorite places that you got to check out while you're in the city?
My favorite place to go is a place called Valentino's. It's downtown. It's an Italian restaurant. I just love it. I love it. I like Bob's Steakhouse in the Omni. It's one of the best steakhouses.
So yeah.
I mean, I've heard you guys mention in interviews that, you know, you really didn't get your start until you guys played David Letterman on the late night show. You know, playing together for years in front of 5, 10, 15 people, maybe in front of nobody sometimes. But what was the biggest moment for you guys as a band, like the pinnacle thing that happened before you guys performed on Letterman?
Prior to Letterman?
That's a good question.
Got to be up there. When we were making Cracked Review, nobody in the world knew we were outside of South Carolina, really, or the Southeast, and we were making Cracked Review, and somehow our record label got us tickets for Bonnie Raitt's 50th birthday at the Viper Room.
That was the first day we moved in, yes.
And we went to the Viper Room to see Bonnie Raitt play and met Michael O'Keefe and got to play basketball in his men's group the following day.
Wow.
We thought we were, dude, we were like, now we're huge.
That was a pretty big moment for us. Like, we hadn't really tasted much celebrity yet, so there we were in the Viper Room. And, you know, Darius used to fantasize about Bonnie Raitt. Probably still does, so, you know.
He'll do.
Okay, good. So that was big. That was a big one.
Now, you guys have been together, you know, way back. You know, you guys started playing together in college. Who came up with the Hootie and the Blowfish name? I know the big thing is that everybody thinks Darius is Hootie and then you guys are the Blowfish, and you know, you debunk that every time, but what were the origins of the actual name Hootie and the Blowfish?
You know, that was back in college, and I had two friends, and one guy had big eyes and wore round glasses like I do now, and they called him Hootie. And his best friend had big cheeks, and we called him the Blowfish. And one day they walked into a party together, and Mark and I at the time, we were playing, Mark and I were just playing, and we were the Wolf Brothers. I wish we had kept
right.
That name, though. The Wolf Brothers was a cool name. It's actually a pretty cool name. We should have kept that. But so we're starting the band, and about a week after, and I saw them at a party, and I said, look, Hootie and the Blowfish. And I thought, man, what a great name for a band. And about a week later, started a band, and I said to Mark, we're going to name it Hootie and the Blowfish, and his exact words were, whatever.
And my last question for you guys is, you know, on the last tour, first time touring together in so many years, probably a lot different from when you guys started touring as young kids to now being grown adults with children of your own. What were some of the best pranks that you guys pulled on each other? Some of the best bar fights that you had? You know, what were some of the best, you know, raunchy moments that you guys shared together? And who would you say pulled the best prank, you know, when you guys were touring the Hootie and the Blowfish for the first time in over 20 years? Wow.
Tidy whiteys.
And I was going to say, that wasn't sexy.
They shocked 15,000 people or however many. They were pretty good.
They shocked 15,000, but they scuffed one drummer. What y'all didn't see was when they came out in robes and cowboy boots, sauntering across the stage during the last song.
That's right, and they flashed you.
They got a drum riser and turned around and opened shop.
They went best prank.
We used to be pretty good at it, but that was like 20 years ago.
Gary Green did a pretty good job during their set on that tour. I think he wore like a stormtrooper. He wore a full stormtrooper outfit on stage. I'm not mistaken.
Well, and also the good one, I don't know if you were there to see it, but the Bare Naked Ladies had a prank all year where they would do this big announcement about how Sarah McLachlan was going to come up and sing a song with them, and then they'd say, well, she's not here, but, and then everyone would go, oh, well, they did it this time in the last show in our hometown, and they get to the punchline of Sarah McLachlan and our guitar tech, who's got a full beard, and dressed up in a skirt and had your dog's mark, and he went up to the side stage and acted, and the spotlights all came on him like he was supposed to be Sarah McLachlan.
That was great. That was actually really good. That was a good moment. We did okay. We held our own.
And his comment was, she's really let herself get away or something.
I love those guys.
I'm so boned. I forgot to get my girl tickets for the show tomorrow, and now it's sold out. It's her freaking birthday.
Aw, dude. She's totally gonna break up with you.
She's definitely gonna break up with me.
Should've used Tick Pick.
Wait, what'd you say?
Tick Pick. Look.
Oh, whoa.
What? There are no hidden fees. What'd you guys think I said?
Oh, Tick Pick. I thought you said
Tick Pick. No hidden fees. Download today.